Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood ID guru. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on autopilot, reacting instead of responding? We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the daily hustle and forget to tune into ourselves, our thoughts, feelings, motivations. But here is the kicker. Understanding your emotions is like having a superpower. It unlocks better decisions, stronger relationships, and a deeper sense of self-awareness. And guess what? You can cultivate this superpower with something simple yet profoundly powerful. Journaling and reflection. That's right, folks, today we're diving into how to develop emotional awareness through the magic of putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Okay, so let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you tap into your emotional intelligence like a pro. First up, journaling is your emotional detective. Think of it as giving your feelings a spotlight. When you jot down your experiences and reactions, you start to see patterns emerge. Oh, I get irritable when my commute is long, or wow, I feel truly content when I spend time with family. These insights are gold because they help you understand what triggers your emotions and what brings you joy. Second, be specific, be honest, be kind to yourself. Don't just write, "I felt bad today." Dig deeper. What were the circumstances? What thoughts went through your mind? How did your body feel? Remember, this is a safe space for you to explore without judgment. Treat yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a friend going through something tough. Third, reflection isn't just about looking back, it's about moving forward. After journaling, take some time to reflect on what you've written. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I respond differently next time? What actions can I take to cultivate more positive emotions? Fourth, don't underestimate the power of gratitude. When you write down things you're grateful for, even the little things, it shifts your focus to the positive. It helps you appreciate the good in your life and creates a ripple effect of happiness. Trust me, this is a game changer. And lastly, consistency is key. Just like building any muscle, emotional awareness takes practice. Make journaling a regular habit, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation and you can't quite put your finger on why you feel a certain way? Maybe someone says something that triggers an unexpected reaction, or you find yourself zoning out mid-sentence. That's often because we lack emotional awareness, we haven't taken the time to understand our own feelings and their root causes. Here's a relatable example. Imagine you're at work, facing a deadline with a project you're passionate about. Suddenly, your boss drops by, throws out some unhelpful feedback, and starts critiquing your ideas. You might feel frustrated, angry, even defensive. But if you take a moment to journal about this experience, you can start to empath those emotions. You might realize that the criticism stings because you're deeply invested in this project and value your contributions. By journaling, you can articulate these feelings, understand their triggers, and perhaps even find ways to respond constructively next time. Instead of reacting defensively, you could calmly ask clarifying questions or propose alternative solutions. So remember, folks, emotional awareness isn't about becoming a mind reader or suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding yourself better. It's about developing the self-awareness to navigate life with more grace, authenticity, and intention. And journaling, combined with regular reflection, is a powerful tool to unlock the superpower within you. Make journaling a habit. Dig deep into your emotions. Learn from your experiences, both big and small. And remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep those ideas flowing. Alright, that's it for today's Brainstorm Boost. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional awareness boost. And let me know your thoughts in the comments. What are some of your favorite journaling prompts or reflections? Until next time, keep brainstorming and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.